This. Last week we talked about Kosev and Moichel. Kosev, writing. So there's someone brought up, there's a different malacha besides Kosev called Tzvia. Tzvia is coloring. So what's the difference between coloring and writing?
Writing or making a letter.
Well, we said pictures is also writing. Right? When your kids say, I want to color, they don't mean, as opposed to writing letters, they don't, you know, pictures is coloring. But in as far as halacha is concerned, drawing a picture is not tzeveya, is kosev, is writing. So what's tzeveya? What's this halacha of tzeveya?
It's not dying, no?
Yeah. So dying means that coloring, the way we describe, the way we touched up writing was expressing a thought. Tzvia is not expressing a thought, it's just coloring something, giving something color, dyeing it, as you say. Like the Gemara says that Shechet, the Malach of Shechet, you're not allowed to Shecht on Shabbos, why not? Shechet Mishum Mai Mechayiv, why is Shechet Chayiv on Shabbos? What did you do wrong? So the Gemara says Mishum Tzoveya, because you took the blood and you colored the skin.
That's the whole problem with Shechting?
Yeah, according to one opinion, yeah. Pretty interesting, no?
Yeah, sure.
Because you color the skin, and they say, well, you don't really want to color the skin yet. Interested in coloring the skin, they say, yeah, I am. Because I want to go show off to everyone my hide that I, you know, if you went hunting, you know, you show off the hide, right?
But I thought we learned, what's that, Sikadresha?
Yeah.
With the chicken head, the guy
right,
wants
right,
to
right, very good. So you're saying it's Ein Miskaven. You're not really intentionally trying to color it, but nicely you are coloring it, right? That's what you're saying, right? Okay, so that's what the word does. Do you know Rabbi Shapiro's famous vart on that?
Yeah, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
No, what is his famous
vart? His famous vart from the Baal Shem Tov is that Shoichet is referring to the Yetzer Hara. The Shoichet of all Shoichetim, the Satan. So Shoichet Mishumai Mechayiv, how does the Satan get you every time? What does he do to convince you to mechayiv you, to get you to do averis? It says Mishum Tzoveya, that he colors the picture differently than what it is. He colors it. He makes it look like it's a beautiful thing, and then that convinces you to do it. Whatever. But the point is, the Gemara al Pipshat is saying something else. The Gemara al Pipshat is saying Shoichet, the Malach of Shechit is Chayiv Mishum Tzoveya. So this is the Molkar of Tzoveya. So Tzoveya Lemaisa. Oh. Yeah, Balsim Khalin. Mazel, you had a boy.
Oh, you had a boy?
My wife.
Oh, your wife, Mazel Tov. Oh. When did that happen?
Last night.
Oh, wow. Great. Can we be good?
So we'll do L'schus, the new baby. So, we're saying that besides Kosev, there's a malach of Tzoveya. Tzoveya is dying, it's giving something color. Okay, so Lemaisa, even though you say, well, we don't die on Shabbos, we'll see that there's a lot of examples of Tzvia on Shabbos. Okay, now, as we know, even when you're not mechavin for a malacha, but if it's automatically going to happen, right, like you said, it's a psikresha. So, one of the important rules in Tzvia is like this. Let's say your hands are filled with strawberries.
About the glasses, the example.
Right. So that's going to be an example. But so let's say your hands are filled with strawberries. So you take your red hands and you wipe it on a nice cloth linen napkin. So you're coloring the napkin. You're giving it color.
But again, you're wiping your hand off.
Oh, so you're only wiping out, but it's Ein Miskaven, but it's psikreshon. It's for sure going to happen. Oh, but it's lenichale. So what? But we're still machmer on lenichale. Lenichale means you don't care about the result.
You don't care that it should be changed.
But sometimes, for example, you'll say, when I open the fridge and the light turns on, oh, psikreshon, Ein Miskaven, I don't care. Oh, but it's psikreshon. It's for sure going to happen, and you do care. It's good for you, right? So therefore, now it's a psikreshon de lo nichale. Now the only thing is that one of the heterim in Tzvia is that you're doing it derech lichloch. You're doing it in a way that's so far removed from Tzveya as no shaykhis to the malach of Tzveya. You're not trying to color the napkin at all. You're just doing it in a way that's getting it dirty. So some are matter based on that. Lemaisa,
Lemaisa. You can wash it or throw it away. It's not what you want.
What?
You're gonna wash it or throw it away.
Oh, so it's like this. So you wash it or throw it away. True. But Lemaisa, you did change the color of the napkin. So on a disposable napkin, like a paper towel or anything like that, that's for sure that it's mutter. No shaykhis, because that's no shaykhis to tzvi. You don't color those things. Those things are not reusable. So it's not something you dye. So it's for sure okay. But
anything, wiping dirt off the hand.
Right, so that's what we're talking about. So Maisa, if it's the Mishnah Brura says that you could be makel, okay, b'shas atchak, you could be makel. But Lemaisa, it's better. I don't see it here, but it's better to use a. The truth of the matter is, it's better to either use a black towel or something like that, that you don't see the color.
Or disposable.
Or disposable. So we actually, someone made us for our wedding, someone made us these fancy linen napkins that have our, like our emblem from the chasana, like knitted onto it. What?
Embroidered
on it, right.
So that gets dirty,
right? So Maisa, I stopped using it on Shabbos because of this. Because, you know, it's not so posh. I mean, it might say at the end of the day it's mutter, but if you can avoid it, you're still better off avoiding it. Now, another place that this is very negeah is that this is the whole sugya of makeup on Shabbos, for women to put on makeup. What's the isser? So on a hard makeup, like a hard cream or something like that, it could be a malach of mimareach, that you're smoothing out the cream. Right, or whatever, the bar or whatever it is. But on a color, a powder, right, or let's say a certain type of lipstick or whatever, so something like that, so it could be that there's another isser called of tzeveya, that you're coloring the skin. So this whole thing about Shabbos makeup, I'm not sure exactly what that means exactly. What?
My wife has it, I think. It's like a special, it doesn't have oil in it or something.
But what does it have to do with this?
I
think the point of it is to make it that you're not spreading. It's no mimareach. But what does it do with this? Maisa, it's still tzeveya. Right. So I'm not sure what the vart of this Shabbos. I'm not sure what the vart of Shabbos makeup is.
What's tzeveya by the Mishkan? Is dying lights?
Yeah.
What about the kid coloring in a coloring book of the outlines of the pictures are already there?
The what?
I'm talking about kids who color in a coloring book. The shapes of what they're coloring are already there. So all they're doing is just.
You want to know, is that koisiv or is that tzeveya? It's definitely ulcer.
Right.
The question is that koisiv or is that tzeveya? I remember some of my kids. It was right before Tisha B'Av, and I told them they got up in the morning early. So I said, why don't you take out a coloring book and color? So one of my kids says, "You're allowed to color during the 9 days." Like everything we kept on telling him, you can't do this during the 9 days. You can't shower. You can't go swimming. You can't have meat. So I told him to color. Oh, you're allowed to color during the 9 days. So, no, l'chayra, coloring in a coloring book, that's, is that tzeveya or is that koisev? What do you say?
Depends what you colored. If you just made a line, it's tzeveya. If you wrote something, it's koisev.
What?
If you just made a line, it's tzeveya. If you actually made a picture, it's koisev.
No, but what about the coloring book? The coloring book, the shape is there already. So you're filling in the shape. Is that koisev or is that tzeveya? L'chayra, it's tzeveya, no? Because you're not making you're not constructing the idea. The idea is there already, right? So now all you're doing is coloring it, you know. So that's pashtus. I would say tzeveya, not koisev. By the way, what's the nafkamina? Either way, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos.
Right.
In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, it would matter. Moichik am nas lichtoch that way.
There was somewhere in there.
Yeah. No, the question, the nafkamina in the Beis Hamikdash, the nafkamina was, if you would give someone the wrong hasra, it could be that they wouldn't get malchus. If I would tell you, you're being over tzeveya, and no, but really I was being over kosev, then you wouldn't get malchus for it. So in order to give someone hasra, you really have to know the halacha as well. You have to know what malacha is.
Or even misa, yeah.
Yeah, or misa, whatever. So, or another nafkamina is, if you did two malachas at the same time, right? So the question is, do you get two sets of malchus or one? Or do you bring two korbanos, Benedict said, b'shoigin. If you do two malachas b'shoigin, so if they're the same malacha twice...
It's not the same.
Yeah, but if let's say you wrote a letter and then you colored in a coloring book, so you go ask Beis Din, is it kaisev or tzveh? So you say, what's the difference? No, the difference is because if it's kaisev, I only bring one carbon because I wrote a letter and I colored. So, but if it's tzveh, I bring two carbonas. So it really makes a difference to know. Now, the other case they talk about, very interesting cases. Let's say you have a spill of grape juice on the tablecloth. So you want to clean it up. So you take a black towel, a dark towel that you're not, it's not going to make an impression on there. Take a black towel and you clean it up. Now, so some of you want to do is you want to like scrape it off the tablecloth. But as you're scraping it off, you're pushing it further along. Instead of squeezing, you're pushing it further along the tablecloth. So you're coloring further along the stain. You're extending the stain. So some hold that that's tzaveya. Because let's say the grape juice was here. Then you're pushing it, let's say, you bring it with the towel all the way like this, and then like wiping it off. So as you're extending it all the way, so you're making this whole thing purple as it keeps on going. So that's Savea, according to some opinions, right?
So take a nap, you try to put it on, and you're coloring a nap.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I said a black towel.
Yeah, or the disposable ones that you don't care about.
But coloring it, but you don't see it.
So that's, it's not significant at that point.
Because those are the same laws as with Nida, too, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's even different. That could be even if you, there it's a little different. You still keep it, there it's any color. Any color would be, even if you could, you know, there's nothing to do with not being able to tell. I'm saying here, Dafka black.
But the white cake, the white cake, the top, you put chocolate on the top.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about Tzvia B'Oichlin in a minute. Tzvia B'Oichlin. Okay. Interesting Shaila. Interesting Shaila of Tzvia, they talk about by band-aids. You bring Tzvia, the blood.
But that's not your intention. It's not to do with intention.
No. I mean, again, it has to do with this whole shayla. Some hold all these shaylas are not a shayla.
You're taking a cloth. It's not your intention. It's happening.
Some right. of these things all...
What's the other way to get around it with a band-aid? There's another way to get around it with a
yeah, in a chanami. So that's what we said. In the other case also, with the napkin. If there's no way to get around it, it's mutter.
Our band-aid is also the throw it.
Right. Okay, there you are. It could be you're right. It could be they're talking about a real bandage.
Oh, isn't that the whole thing with using the disposable napkins? Is that it's not a permanent?
No, you're right. Probably a band-aid is not a problem. They probably mean over here something more. I forgot about that. Yeah. Now, the other shayla that they say here, in this Sefer Orchos Shabbos, he talks as a tzasser. I know the shayla, but I didn't realize that Hitaka holds a tzasser. Is when you flush the toilet sometimes in these the blue coloring. So you're coloring the water.
Yeah. If you have the blue thing.
So Hitaka says here you should take it out before Shabbos.
Yeah.
Because you're being tzeveya. And he wants to say it's not even a grama. It's not even a grama. Because a grama would mean it's kind of a couple steps removed. It's just like I'm causing something to happen. Over here he says it happens immediately when you flush. So it's not, it's like he wants to compare it to an interesting case in the Gemara. The Gemara talks about, let's say you have a guy that you want to do away with. Okay? So you put him right by the dam, where the river, and there's a dam over here. You put him right here, then you lift up the dam and you run away for your life. And this guy drowns. Are you chayv misa for that? Because I didn't kill him. What did I didn't kill him. I just lifted up the water. So the Gemara says it depends. If it's right there, you're chayv, because that's called you did it. If it's a little far away that you picked it up and it took a while for the water to travel down, is that not? What?
So where's the borderline of that?
Question. That's one of those, you need to call your local Orthodox rabbi. How far away do you have to lay the guy? before, you know. No, but it's nogea. It's nogea to matzah, by the way. Why is it nogea to matzah? Because when machine matzah first came out, the halacha of matzah is, it has to be done with lishma. So how do you make it lishma? You have to make the matzah lishma. So if you turn on the machine, but you're not making the matzah, so how do you make sure that you're making it lishma?
Oh, it's either one or the other.
What?
Trying to dance at both weddings there.
Yeah. So they want to say that you're turning on the machine. You're turning on the machine, but if it starts right away, that's called you did it.
But what about afterwards? That's for the first set.
Yeah, definitely. By the way, I'm going to Lakewood probably to bake matzahs the day after Purim. If anyone's interested in coming. I have my chabur in Lakewood.
Is anybody here doing Miami?
There's no, you can't bake matzahs in Miami.
Why?
It's too hot. The second you make the dough, it'll be chametz. It's not no good to make matzah over here. Anyway, that's a separate issue. But
what are you offering? To make us matzah or for us to come?
Huh?
You're offering for us to come or to make for us matzah?
Come and help the chabura, and then you can get some. All right.
What? Are you making
for the chabura? I don't know. I'll have to see how much we can do. If someone orders from me, maybe I'll find out how much more we can do. I have my chabur from Lincoln, we do it together.
Or you could just go to
he's still saving my slot. So, okay. And the other question we're talking about is your glasses. But that Rishon Zalman held that the glasses are mutar. And we got into it because Kosev, but it's not Kosev, it's Seveya. But he says like this, very interesting Svara. If you want to hear the Svara. Now, I don't know how these things work. But the way he says the heter is like this.
That's the term dark.
Yeah. Seveya is when you take a dye or you take some sort of material and you put it into another material to change the color of it. But if you have one thing which that thing changes itself changes color, it's not Tzeveya. Tzeveya is not something which changes color. Tzeveya is dyeing something with a dye. It has to be like the way they did in the Mishkan. You take something that's a color and you color a blank color onto this. But if you just have something that it automatically changes color, that's not Tzeveya.
How does the glass work?
All of a sudden you have ink sitting on top here that drips down when it, no, right? So how does sun rays does what?
Sun rays heat up certain chemicals in the thing and turn it dark. It's a heat element. It's a heat element. You put a fire next to it, it'll do the same thing.
I don't think it's heat, I think it's brightness. Yeah.
It's chemicals, tiny particles that change color.
Right, but they're changing color. They're not the pshat is that they're like spreading out and coloring the glass. No, it's just that they...
It's different, though. Maybe that's why it's more flooded.
Why, what do you hold?
It's not in it. It just has a chemical in it that if something hits it, it turns.
Right.
Somebody else is causing it to happen.
Oh, so that goes from that one. It's not matter based on that term. So if you want to say, well, I'm not doing it, that's not called you're not doing it. The Gemara says that if I put something in the sun, okay, if I put someone in the sun, you might see you got, you know, your method of getting rid of the people in the dam was getting, people were finding out. So you did it, now you started a new method. You put the guy out in the sun.
With oil.
What? You put the guy out in the sun. So the Gemara says it could be high for that if the sun is there already because you're bringing him there. So you walk outside, you can't say that it's not me. The sun is there, you're doing it, you're bringing it to the sun.
It cooks. Sun tanning also.
It's like opening an egg on a hot pavement that cooks.
That's mutter.
It's mutter?
Yeah. And I don't know about the pavement, but if you could do it in midair, it would be mutter.
It's mutter. Opening an egg on a hot day, put it on the sidewalk and it cooks.
Yeah. Yeah, if you put it on paper, let's say.
It's a fast question. You ever hear of Mio?
Huh?
Mio, the water.
The drinks,
stuff.
the water.
Rabbi Singer drinks all the time.
Yeah.
Well, you have the water and you have drips. Oh, so we didn't get to Tzviya Ba'eichlin. What's with Tzviya Ba'eichlin? Okay, so far, this is all the Tzviya stuff that comes up. There's shilas that come up in Tzviya, but these are the main shilas. Now, what about Tzviya Ba'eichlin? Tzviya Ba'eichlin is when you color food. This is very common in a lot of cases. Let's say you do tea essence or you do, and Pesach, you know, you're supposed to have red wine. So what some people do is that they'll take the white wine, and they really like white wine better, and they just put a little bit of red grape juice or whatever inside the wine to make it red. So you're coloring the wine. right? Or let's say you're coloring, you're taking the pomegranate, what's it called?
Mio. As everybody has it. Put it in water, flavors water. Your water.
What's the part of it?
Flavor. It's no calories, nothing. It just makes the water easier to drink. It tastes great. It's just unbelievable. No calories, nothing.
That's the part of this stuff?
Yeah, try it on your finger. You can't get it off.
No.
Try it.
Why, it's dye?
So much chemical inside.
But it's the hottest thing now. Everybody is.
And I tell there's no
it's
sugar.
It's not a chiddush. Everything's the hottest thing. Okay.
Right.
What? Oh, so it's in. So Tzvi Ba'eichlin. You also, someone else mentioned, you said that Tzvi Ba'eichlin. Okay. Or let's say you put milk in your coffee. All these things.
You put it first. And then you put
okay. So well, one thing's for sure is that by the red wine, if you take the red wine, right, if you take the red wine and if you take the red wine and you fill up the cup with the red wine and then you put the white wine in after, that's mutter.
It's diluted.
Right, it's just called diluting the red wine. It's not coloring the white wine. So that's mutter. Okay, but so what's halacha Tzvi Ba'eichlin?
Seltzer in wine
or wine. My kids, one of their favorite drinks, so is grape juice and seltzer. So the halacha is like this. The halacha is that really lechatchila you're supposed to do the other way around. Really lechatchila you're supposed to, if you can, it won't be any more tircha for you to do one way over the other.
Water down.
So then you should rather put the grape juice in first. My kids know. First you put the grape juice in, and then you put the seltzer in. Get out of any problems. Because that way you're just diluting the grape juice. Okay? However, if you have the seltzer and then putting in the grape juice, not so good. However, the Mishnah Berurah is mashma that's only if there's no extra tircha involved. Right. So it's same with the tea. That you should put the essence in first and then the hot water. The problem there is you want to make sure you're doing it already from a kli sheni. Not from a clearishan, because then it's eerie clearishan onto the thing. You don't want to do that. You want it. So then, Mishnah Berurah says, he says, you'd rather put the water into a klisheni and then put the tzvi ba'eichlin and then do the other so you don't mess up. So Mishnah Berurah says, if it's going to be an extra tircha, like you're going to have to go pour it into an extra kli, Mishnah Berurah is mashma, then you don't have to mach one tzvi ba'eichlin for that. So for example, let's say your kid wants grape juice and seltzer. So you already told them to put the grape juice in first, then the seltzer. The mice, so they already put it in the seltzer, and they said, can I have the grape juice? So then you don't have to go ahead and pour the grape juice into another cup, and then pour the seltzer from there, because that's an extra tircha.
Maybe I'll spin us brownie, sure.
It could be it's a good midah, but the mice, it would seem like the diuk from the Mishnah Berurah in Shin Yud Ches over there, he brings in the Shaar Tzion from the whatever, it's mashma over there. We had a diuk an extra tircha you don't have to do to avoid Tzviya Ba'eichlin. However, that's only in a case where you don't really care about the color. So for example, the seltzer and the grape juice, you're not trying to make pink seltzer. You like the taste. You like these two things together, right? Or let's say your thing. You're not trying to make purple water, dafka. You just want it to taste. However, let's say on Pesach, you're trying to make it red. That's because the halacha, you need red wine. Yeah, whatever the halacha, whatever the point is, if you're trying to color the food, that's already a different story. There, you should if you're trying to color the food, that's a different story. That's taka you should try to avoid. Right, in other words, if you taka want these two foods together, you want to have these two foods together. So fine. So then you should try to do it in a way that you're not going to be tzavea one to the other. Right, but if you're not trying to put the two foods together, the ikka what you're trying to do, food coloring is not going to be a problem on Shabbos. That you should avoid. If you're trying to color the food,
you have to want to color the food.
So you could take a little bit of grape juice and just pour the rest of your way one.
Correct. That's what you should do. Yeah.
Or chatchila for children. Is this also for children?
It's chinuch b'Shabbos, yeah. No, what do you mean? Is it also for children? It's the same thing as anything else. No one's chai. Well, no one's chai, but once they're gil chinuch, you have to train them to keep the halacha. I don't think that you're changing your color there. And anyway, there's no dye. It's like the same svara as the what's his name?
There could be other reasons.
What?
Good morning, your son.
don't know what you mean. What's your question? If you're allowed to walk around the Shabbat, get a slice. Yeah, that's nothing, I would assume.
Yeah, yeah, just sit out. That could be another problem.
Something like on the board, you know.
But you can't tan on Shabbat? Why, it's a bad. You should not
tan on Shabbat. No, is that true?
Rabbi tanning on Shabbos.
There's no shaykhis.
We're allowed to.
No, what's that law? I know it's not that. Why? You should know. Tzeveh?
It's not tzeveh.
Why?
You're allowed to.
Bread.
No, so I'm saying it's the same as the sunglasses. No, it's the same thing as the sunglasses.
What you're trying to do?
Of course you're trying to do that.
No, but that.
I think it's something.
That has nothing to do with it because that's like the sunglasses. You mean your skin is turning color? You're not adding a dye to your skin. See the difference?
Ah, it's purpose to get the sun.
Also, it's not really changing color. I mean, it's very slight.
Why? It turns red and then it turns brown.
I don't think you should be doing that on Shabbos anyway. What do you
want?
I understand, but what's the?
It's not covered Shabbos. What are you doing?
What about?
I know, but Allah.
What are you doing?
What's that? Yeah. What's why not?
Also not healthy.
So maybe what? Right, not really a problem.
A guy was going. What's his name? A guy was going to
Miami Beach.
No, he told me he's going to a Pesach hotel. And does anyone here go to these things? So he calls me up. He doesn't know what to do. Should he on Yom Tov Sheni, which is more kal? Should he? The whole place goes swimming. You know, in the afternoon, everyone's like, you know, in the bathing, everyone's going swimming. So should he make that? How much does he have to be careful to stop his kid going on the pool in Yom Tov Sheni? So I did. So I spoke to.
You're not talking big swim.
Not talking.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Kids, I called the Rav in Lakewood up, and he was. He gave it to me so stark on my head. He's like, the biggest bizoyim Yom Tov I ever in my life.
Swimming.
This is the whole place. The Begishtal.
They serve matzahs in the pool.
He's calling me before. I'm gonna be desperate.
Right.
I'm gonna have a geschmack. He's calling me before that to try to second the Yom Tov he wants to go swimming.
Right.
You know, like he chapped the Yitzhahara that like he got lazy and he got tired. Like this is the plan. So.
But most of
the
time,
these are in Yom Tov. This is what goes on in these places.
It is though. It is.
What?
What did you tell him?
I told him, it sounds like you're going already.
You record the conversation as this play
he just got very upset at it that that's how people spend the Yom Tov.
Yeah.
That's the Russian game.
You know?
People in this community are swimming on Shabbos. On Shabbos.
First of all, Yochid is one thing. Yochid is one thing. But Yochid is one thing. But at Seaboard, the Shed is the whole place is doing this thing.
They're sitting on the pool. I was 25 feet in a hotel with Pesach. I was in Edmund's
Gear. What about the
place?
Yes, so that again. What? So that's Derech Lechloch, and you have no choice. No, I would say there's. What? I don't think that makes a difference.
Well, learn to live. That's like the most. I heard a story of a family in this community that helped the world. It was okay to swim on Shabbos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You got a heter from the world?
The whole family got really, really sad on that Shabbos. And they decided that maybe they shouldn't be swimming on Shabbos.
So, wow. Lemaisa. So that's what we're coming out. That when you are trying to color the food, that's a problem. You're bringing a good case. What about your skin? I'm not sure what to do about that. You know exactly. Okay, fine.
What about raindrops hitting leather shoes? Let's say.
Oh, so that's an interesting thing. What is there from then what? Yeah, but that's not. That's not really. Yeah, if anything, that's taking away the color.
Talk about.
But polishing shoes because of this is usher. Now, what I saw brought down, which is interesting. Let's say you're not polishing your shoes. You're not putting on new dye. You're shining the shoes.
On Travis.
Good old. Give it a good buff.
On Travis.
So yes, yeah, so he wants Tatina, but that's also Tzeveya. Which I'm not sure why. Well, you're not adding color to it. But what are you doing? You're just shining it. Why is that Tzeveya?
The old school shine really did add color to it. You took a color paste.
Yeah,
you were shining.
Yeah, that I'm talking. That I understand.
Today with just a brush, it doesn't really add color.
No, if you take a cloth and you go give it a good, you know, thing.
It shines.
So why is shining Tzeveya? Isn't Tzeveya adding color? I'm not sure why shining would be Tzeveya. You hold it is? I know, it's more bright Tzeveya. That's what I want. Tzeveya is, I would understand, is adding color. Are you really adding color by doing that? Well, Avi, what do you hold about polishing?
It's a good finish.
You would say it's not.
What polishing or just buffing?
No, buffing.
Yeah.
Polishing is different.
What do you do when you buff? What do you do?
You're shining.
You buff silver.
Yeah. Or yeah.
So you really take it. Just gets dirty, dark. Just.
So are you allowed to?
No.
What?
Maybe. Yeah. Did we
what, buffing the silver or buffing the
shoes?
The shoes.
What's the difference?
What? Yeah, he says here that Shlomo Zalman held that even just adding shine is tzviya. To me, it's huge kiddush. What I think
it doesn't look like the way it worked before. Why aren't you rather? Why is it such a pasha?
Because don't you have to add it?
You're adding.
What are you adding?
You think it's two different shoes. You're starting.
You're taking what's already in there and you're applying it.
You take one shoe that you buffed and one that's not buffed and put them together. They don't look alike. So you're going to change it on Shabbos.
You just take a red. You're not adding.
Could be you are.
We talk about condensation on windows and writing.
Yeah, that was last week. Yeah.
Putting it
deeper. He said some darbanon.
And what about just running your fingers through it, not making a
no shape that has any significance?
And what?
It doesn't look like this.
There's no shape with any significance. That's mother.
What, in a cake?
No, condensation on windows.
Oh, right.
Something like that.
They say in New York, don't put your tongue on the window because it might get stuck.
Right. 15 degrees tonight.
15.
Don't.
What's the condensation? They're
my grandmother. Yeah.
Little kid. Writing.
Of course.
If you're writing, if you write a shape,
if your tongue got stuck. Is that how like a letter? So how the water applies if you had like a dirt.
I heard about a kid doing that on a street pole.
Yes.
We're not like smoothing out.
So that common?
Yeah.
Well, for sure, by power. No, that's for sure. That's what I'm saying. The polish is for sure. So you're mamach. But let's say you don't have polish. You just have shine. So Shlomo Zalman wants the taina. But Shlomo Zalman seems to say that the shine is also like a color that you're adding to it.
I don't get it.
You would say, what's a shine? A shine is just shiny. He's saying that you're adding a shine.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You're adding a color.
I don't know, you have to find out exactly what it does. I know with silver,
you're adding color.
You're bringing it back to the color it was.
Okay, no, fine, but right now it looks like this, and in 30 seconds from now it's going to look like that.
You're taking whatever's left on there, and you're making it deeper. That's what I think.
You have something full of dirt, and
you're bringing it out.
Yeah.
You're bringing it out.
Yeah. So maybe the word is somehow, is that the combination of cleaning it and allowing the color to express itself more is also a form of tzeveya.
Right.
Can I just ask you one more time?
Yeah, but in that case, polishing a silver wouldn't be like that. Because the word of
a definite answer. Are you allowed to go swimming on Shabbos? Yes or no?
No. He said no, it's not covered Shabbos.
Of course not. Oh.
Kumi, it's a real Issa Darabanan. No, Kumi, it's a real Issa Darabanan. Of Shema Shot. Of Shot.
So it's not Issa Darabanan.
No, it's not Issa Darabanan.
You might build a
rack. You get your hair.
Right.
Uh-huh. So you don't use it.
Maybe derice, but not to go swimming because maybe you'll do it. There's a lot of derabanans. There's like seven derabanans if you do that.
Yeah, really?
like he said, there's a minig. Magen Avraham brings down a minig that we don't go swimming on Shabbos because you, when you come out, you have to dry your hair. And the schita on the seir. There's a gzera derabanan. Yeah, I think
so. You don't bring a towel with you. We got out of that one. That's uh-huh. Okay. Next. Next.
You soak your bathing suit, you go naked. Next.
Yeah, swimming in the mikvah, yeah?
Yeah.
You might build a raft.
You make
you go with out. No materials around.
You might build next. A raft. And well, those are the real Isurim Drabanan. And
Zikros, okay.
Zikros from Drabanan, but besides that, is no Shaykhs to come to Shabbos. What type of business is it? What? What? What is Shabbos? I get Oineg turning on the television and watching it also. What do you mean Oineg? All of a sudden Oineg is not whatever you enjoy doing. Oineg Shabbos is parameters. What does it mean Oineg Shabbos? Chazal say Oineg Shabbos means eating a piece of heron. Malia, you just learned that with in Rish Man Bay.
Swimming like a fish.
Oineg Shabbos is halachas. What does Oineg Shabbos mean? Not just whatever you know, whatever you want it to mean.
Mazar Adagim
is simcha, really, but
maybe
it's something else slightly. Okay, fine. So that's Tzvia and that's Kosev. So next week with Hashem, I want to talk about Tzeda. We're gonna shift into Tzeda, which also have Floridian Shaila. If you have lizards and you have zachim.
You're gonna give me Rabbi Berger to come and join us?
Where?
The
Tzeda, you have a whole speech. Oh, yeah, the pets. No, that's it. Fine, shkoyach.